Close the door.
Or in other words,
shut the door.
Huh?
Shut the door.
Okay. And you say years ago on Monday when women would usually do the
washing,
and on Tuesday they'd do the
ironing.
What might you call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
Did people used to use that word?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have to do the laundry?
Laundry.
Did you ever see different kinds of kitchens built, maybe a kitchen built separate from the rest of the house?
Mm-hmm. Mainly when the wood stoves were used, that was when they came into being because they created so much heat in the kitchen it would heat up the entire house, so it was put off the back porch, separated from the rest of the house.
Was it called anything special then?
Just the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. You never heard cookhouse or cook room?
Mm-mm.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you take a nail and a
hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I whacked the nail in.
Not.
All right. Another word you could use.
Hammer.
Okay. And you could say, every day I take my car and what into town?
Drive.
Okay. And you say, yesterday I
drove.
Okay. Or I have never
driven.
And what would you call a little building where you could store wood?
Woodshed.
Okay. What about for tools? Where were they?
Tool shed.
And before they had bathrooms indoors, they used to have?
They had what my grandmother referred to as the slop jar.
Uh-huh.
And these were very pretty china pots that were kept in the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard them called chamber pots.
Uh-huh. What about a building outside?
Outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little girl, our church had one. And it fascinated me because that's the only one I knew of. So every Sunday when Daddy took me to church, I had to go to the bathroom because that little outhouse just fascinated me.
Do you ever hear it called anything else besides outhouse?
No, I don't think.
Uh-huh. Any joking terms or kind of crude terms?
Privy.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that was. It was. I guess it came from, because they usually had a privet hedge concealing it.
They usually had what?
A privet hedge, which is a kind of a wild hedge bush.
Never heard. What different buildings would you have on the farm?
Well, we had the dairy barn.
Mm-hmm.
And the feed room was all part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a hay barn.
Mm-hmm.
And a shed for the tractors. And several different sheds for equipment, you know, used on the farm.
Is this a very big dairy?
Well, in those days, when he ran the dairy, the milk was not electrically cooled the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
We shipped them in milk cans, which was cooled in a cement trough filled with water. And in those days, it was a big dairy.
Well, you talk about dairy, do you ever use that word to refer to anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
Well,